SS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Georgia voters breaking records. 30,000 people turned out on the first day of early voting. That's more than double the number in 2020. Former President Trump asked some tough questions about his proposed tariffs Tuesday during a conversation moderated by Bloomberg's editor-in-chief John Mikulway.
The former president out on the campaign trail, he promises widespread tariffs on all imported goods. Economists have warned that that's not going to be good for the economy, that it's actually going to have devastating impacts on consumers across the country. Trump was pressed for specific details to show that he could prove otherwise, and he didn't exactly have that.
ABC's Rachel Scott. The Biden administration giving Israel a 30-day deadline to increase aid in northern Gaza or lose future U.S. military funding. The number of customers still without power in Florida after Hurricane Milton down from millions to just over 70,000. Governor Ron DeSantis praising recovery efforts, saying power has never been restored so quickly to so many after a storm. This is ABC News. In Seattle, hundreds of Boeing workers at a rally as their strike against the plane maker flies into its second month. Talks between Boeing and the union representing around 33,000 striking machinists broke down last week. Nearly two dozen family members of the Menendez brothers, convicted in the 90s of killing their parents, will call for their release outside an L.A. courthouse today.
It's up to L.A. County D.A. George Gascon whether he will recommend to a court that they be allowed out after admittedly murdering their parents in 1989. New evidence may prove they had been molested by their father.
ABC's Alex Stone. And Tom Brady's adding another line to his resume, NFL owner. The league has approved his move to become a part owner of the Las Vegas Raiders, but it also means restrictions around his broadcasting career will continue. Brady won't be able to attend meetings with players and coaches for the games he's covering, won't be allowed to watch practices either. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Kamala Harris gets that everyday costs are too high. She has real plans to tackle price gouging, cut taxes for middle-class families, and make life more affordable. Her opponent's plan?
Donald Trump plans to impose what is, in effect, a national sales tax. On everyday products, it will mean higher prices on just about every one of your daily needs. A Trump tax on gas, a Trump tax on food, a Trump tax on clothing, a Trump tax on over-the-counter medication. Donald Trump's plan would cost a typical family $3,900 a year. When everyday prices are too high, he will make them even higher.
Kamala Harris, a better plan for lowering costs for a future we can afford. Paid for by FFPAC, FFPAC.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. FFPAC's responsible for the content of this advertising.
Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WISS.FM.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Ballots can't be processed before Election Day in Wisconsin. Voter advocates say that this could make Wisconsin vulnerable to lies and conspiracy theories about the results.
Due to that policy or lack thereof in Wisconsin, I think we'll potentially see some delays in the counting of mail ballots and therefore delays in unofficial results in the state this year.
Brian Hinkle is with the Movement Advancement Project. A bill to legalize early ballot processing died for lack of action in the state Senate this year. Thousands of chickens in western Wisconsin have been left homeless after the company Pure Prairie Poultry abandoned its Wisconsin farms. There are still 30,000 chickens who used to belong to the company's flocks being given away by volunteers with Pips and Chicks. Local farms giving away chickens can be found on the Pips and Chicks Facebook page. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
Badgers getting ready for the Wildcats. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Badgers head to Illinois to face the Northwestern Wildcats Saturday. Wisconsin with a record of 4-2. Northwestern is 3-3. The Badgers lost to them last season. Head coach Luke Fickle.
It's a really solid football team. I think they do the things they do really well. You know, they're physical. They play well up front. I thought last year they controlled the line of scrimmage, and particularly better than any other game that we played last year. When I say they controlled the line of scrimmage, that's probably me not wanting to say that they dominated us up front. front on both sides of the ball. But in a lot of ways, they dominated us up front on both sides of the ball in a lot of other areas.
NFL, the Packers have released their rookie place kicker, Braden Narrison, after just six games. Narrison was leading the league in missed field goals. They've signed veteran kicker Brandon McManus, who spent eight seasons with the Broncos before joining the Jaguars. The 49ers have signed former Packers place kicker Anders Carlson as a backup while their kicker recovers from a shoulder injury. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
It is going to be mostly sunny today. Our high right around 56 this afternoon, with wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear. We'll drop to 33 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, sunny, 63. By Friday, sunshine with a high of 68. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time, Pat Kreitlow, Trigvi Olsen, as we welcome special guest, author, and commentator Ari Berman. Don't miss it.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino the Mayor here. On a great-looking Wednesday, still says Tuesday on our thing, but it is Wednesday. Wow, yesterday was Fossil
Day.
Leave
the kid alone.
Yesterday was Fossil Day, World Food Day, Department Store Day, Spine Day, Dictionary Day, Cat Day.
No.
That's yesterday.
Nope. I think that's today.
Oh, is
isn't
that today?
It?
Is that today?
Because yesterday was, went through yesterday's day.
Okay.
Is that today?
Yeah, it's today.
Yeah, it's
a I'm a big fossil guy, you know. I've told you that before, and you don't believe me.
No, I don't.
Well, I am.
Fossils.
Fossils. I used to collect fossils. I only found one, but I used to collect them. What?
I used to collect them.
I used to search for fossils quite a bit in my lifetime.
Yeah.
I found one, fishing one time. Found a piece of, like, limestone. And it had the little old seashells embedded in it. So that thing was probably 100 million years old.
Oh, I'm sure.
It all was. That. At least.
It could have been part of Sioux, right?
Wasn't that part of what?
Isn't that the dinosaur they found in South Dakota?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm still hoping to find a dinosaur around
here.
Oh,
man. Yeah, but didn't we say because of the glacier you're not going to?
Yeah, but there,
it's
I guess
the other
some
side.
Parts they're...
I think a couple of them got away. I think a couple of them are on this side.
Do you really?
I do. I think that would be so cool to find a dinosaur and then...
Well, they say sharks are basically dinosaurs.
I haven't heard that, but...
Yeah, they are.
You're just talking about because of the time. Yeah, okay.
No, they're prehistoric. I mean, they have changed. I mean, sharks back in the days of what was... I don't know the names of dinosaurs. Pterodactyls?
Like, we should get some 14-year-old on here. He named six of them.
Yeah. But anyway, the shark, I believe, is the only living animal that they can trace back that was basically almost... They were bigger, like those people... Like, we had the lady on from the Malva talking about Shark Week, where the teeth are just... The megalotrons are just incredible. But what I'm saying is, they basically have... Their genes.
What's a megalotron?
Megalotron. That was the huge shark. They're like 50 feet long and whatever, okay? Huge. But what I'm saying is the sharks nowadays are the closest to what they were as dinosaurs as far as prehistoric of any living species on Earth. Sharks are basically a dinosaur. They have not changed.
I think you might be onto something there.
Oh, Jim, which one of us study dinosaurs and things like that? Okay. You or me?
Okay.
Is it you? Is it you that does that? Whatever. Okay.
All right. Okay. You win. You win.
I've got an honorary degree in this through National Geographic magazine. I sent in the form and everything when I was like about 11.
Okay. That's awesome. It's amazing
what
you've accomplished in life.
Chicks dug guys that were into fossils.
Well, I would say that. Fossils.
Yeah.
But like,
in general. Yeah.
Like exploratory, having that kind of rugged outdoor stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
That would be dug.
Absolutely.
I don't know if you see. Look, I chase fossils. They'd be like, what? Who cares? But if you say, I like the outdoors,
I got a, you know what I got for my birthday one time?
Mm-hmm.
A rock hammer.
Yeah, see, right?
Exactly the same type as in Shawshank Redemption, which he used to dig 50 feet out of his cell into a tunnel. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
I've got a rock. I used to have a rock hammer. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm big into it. I want to go. I really want to go to the UP up around Grand Marais and get some of those Uper rocks.
Right.
Where you need that black light.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Okay. Sure.
Do you go back to the days when they used to have those posters that you'd put a black light on? And
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have black lights. Yes.
That was the big deal back in those
days. Con, move this thing over so I can see what kind of day it is today. You know, or do I have to do that here? I can't read store what day. You know what I'm saying?
It's the department store day.
Oh, that's it.
Ah, do they still have department store?
Wait. Yeah, so it's department store day, and then after that, it's boss day.
Okay. Today's boss day?
Yeah.
Johnny, you're going to mess that up. Yeah. I wouldn't do that. We're trying to get to read. Oh, yeah, hey. Yay, John Minow made the screen bigger. Well, now we can read this. You're right. It is boss's day. It's boss's day. There's the apostrophe there. Today's boss. Have you been a boss, John? Did you get,
yes.
Did they send you candy? And?
I was boss.
I got stuff for boss's day.
Days
are over.
Well, you're sports director in TV. You got two guys working under you or whatever.
You're the boss, so you're the, right? Yeah. Manager, boy. They don't really call them bosses today, but it's like your leader,
yes.
Your coach.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay. That's cool.
John Mayer is 47. I don't know if I've ever listened to a John Mayer song in my life. And I know he's beyond belief popular, and he gets some of the hottest women in the world, but I can't tell you I've ever listened to a John Mayer song. I could tell you the name of a John Mayer song.
I didn't even know he was a singer, so that's...
Yeah.
Okay.
Wendy Wilson from Wilson Phillips. They used to be good. Her mom was Mackenzie Phillips.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Pamela Bach is 61. Pamela Bach became very famous for her role in James Bond movies.
Mm.
And then she married Ringo Starr.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's a pretty cool life.
Yeah, she's 61. Tim Robbins is 68. Nuke LaLoosh, of course, from Major League. No one will ever forget that.
No, never.
Huh? You had to have seen that movie. You had to see... Oh, I'm sorry, not Major League. Bull Durham. You had to have seen Bull Durham.
I heard about it.
How about Major League?
No, John, I didn't watch movies.
Okay. I got this from Terry. Since they went cashless, I refused to buy concessions at Lambeau Field.
Here's the problem with that, Terry. Then you're not partaking in concessions. That's right.
That's it.
That is it. Did we go? No, I didn't go with you to the Brewers game. Same thing. And I was like, wow, it was.
I would like to. How much? Like that.
They had a time machine there, but I don't know how to use those things. So I was just like, I just didn't.
When I was a kid, I used to be so jealous of guys around my age, not much older than me, at Lambeau Field selling programs and hot dogs and things like that. I just thought that would be great. You get into a game and you can kind of, you know, actually, Jerry Tagge, who was a Packers number one draft pick back in 1972, he sold hot dogs at the Ice Bowl.
Wow.
I mean, he was, you know, and you think about that, the famous people at the Ice Bowl, like, you know, Rocky Blyer and you know, Jerry Tagge, and there's so many more that went on to big things. But I always thought that would have been the greatest thing in the world, to be working at Lambeau Field during a Packer game.
Yeah, this cashless, you know, we used to sell you rent those chairs?
Yeah!
$8.
With the seat backs.
Right.
Oh, they were that expensive?
Oh, they were that cheap. I mean, what are they now? I bet you they're $15 or $20 now. $8. But...
Those ones you'd slide under, had the things.
Right. They were a little wider. That's probably 16, 18 inches.
Okay.
I mean, it wasn't like, you know, you could go put that up and then go get something
to
drink.
Who figured out how much room, butt space you need on those bleachers? Because, boy, that had to be a different era.
Yeah. And then clothes and everything else. Yeah, it's tight. But those chairs guarantee you your space, right?
Right, exactly.
So people would get there early and... They'd always sell out of those chairs, and then they go put them on there.
I walked off with one time.
Oh yeah,
we had it in our garage for 30 years.
Hanging
what do
you in
want
garage. With that? You can't use it.
If you take it back to the game, this time you might get caught walking out with it.
But I don't think they say Green Bay Packers on anymore. I think they're just
that's
why you took it. That's why you took it.
Well, we didn't even steal it. It's just you take it and you just walk out and not think about it. And then
how can you walk out that thing?
I didn't think about it.
I don't believe it. They don't even fold up. Those things didn't.
Yeah,
you know.
It did. So I had it hanging in our garage for years and years and years.
Well, I don't think. Okay, one of the ones we rented were $8. Anyway, the point I want to make is they were $8, and you would get a lot of $2 tips. It was for charity, right?
You get a lot of $2 tips. What do you, oh, you were selling you 10, or you're renting them.
You, oh, like you did that. For the Boys and Girls Club or I don't know what organization it was for. But anyway, and that was a fun thing to do because you're kind of done when the game starts. So whereas those concession stands, you got to stay like 2 hours after and you're there all day. So, and it was $8. I'm sure it's much more. And I don't know if they take credit cards now. I don't even know how they do that, quite honestly. But anyway, what bothers me about cashless, and Terry just said, you know, they refuse to buy. I just think the tips have just really gone down. Don't you think? Or do you think they're good? Like, I don't know.
I will say this. Whoever invented this is a smart person. When you go to buy something, like I went down to buy a little salad here down the street a couple of days ago, okay? And
at Fresh Time?
Yeah.
I like that place.
Love that place. You know, you don't have to get it with rice. You can get it with lettuce.
Oh, I know. I think they got three choices of bases, don't they?
Carbs and stuff. Yeah.
Is it just rice? I thought there was three choices. But yeah, maybe. You get the base, and then you can add this and that, and two of these, three of these.
Incredible. Yeah. Wonderful. Love delicious. It. But here's what I'm saying is, and I'm just using them as an example. Every place has this now. So they give you a little thing to put your credit card in.
Right.
Okay. And it says right on there, tip, yada, 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 yada. Now, as soon as you hit that thing, it turns right back around to the person working. Mm-hmm. I don't have the whatever to put, none. And see that person face to face.
Then this is what you do.
When generally you'd use a credit card and you just boom, done, walk out.
There's always a tip bowl next there. And say, look, put none on there and say, I tip in cash. And then put in $1, $2, $3 instead of like $2.87.
It's almost like you're shamed into it. And I want to tip people. I mean, every member of my family has worked for tips.
Right.
So, believe me, I understand that all my kids have worked for tips. But it's like there's no way you can there's no way you're going to hit none is what I'm saying.
Why?
Huh?
Why?
I would feel bad. I'd be embarrassed. I couldn't do that.
Get over it.
Right. But then I will say this, though.
I worry about people not.
Hang on, one more point I want to make on this, and then I'll let it go. Then, sometimes the next thing will pop up is, would you like to round it off for charity? Would you like to add another thing? Yeah. And it's like, God bless all these things. I just want, and I'll give you a tip. I'll gladly tip you. Yeah. But just really, you got to keep coming at me, everything I'm doing here.
When they ask you, would you like to give a dollar to Red Cross?
I know.
And
you'd like
and
to,
stuff,
whatever. It's like,
and that,
it's
like, that
does
I usually
it, does
say
it
yes
really
to.
Go there? You got it lined up exactly. So
that is true. What concerns me about people going cashless, and I think people should always carry cash on them.
I do too.
But you know who I think is hurting a little bit are the bellmen. I do. You know, they take your bags and
do they still have bellmen?
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever had a bellman in my life. Why do you need a bellman? You're walking into the elevator. You got two bags. You're in the elevator. It goes up. You're 7 steps away from your room. You need somebody to carry them?
Yeah, they tell you where the ice machine is. And
I think I usually look at the end of the hall. Almost every time I go, there's an ice machine at the end of the hall, no matter which way you go. What else?
Well, I don't stay.
What
seven,
else? What
I
don't, else
I
need,
I don't
what
stay
else
seven
do
steps. I'll tell you
for?
One. I would not stay 7 steps from the elevator.
Oh, man.
I just think that would be a great job, but I think it would be tough because people are like, oh, man, I'll catch you later. I don't have any cash on me. And I just think that'd be like these poor kids are, they need $5 or, a couple bucks a bag. So anyway, I think it's too bad that we're going cashless. That's
I do
my
too
point.
In that way. I do too.
But I think
Terry here says I pay tips in cash.
But you got to carry cash to pay tips in
cash.
I agree. There's people, I don't think my kids carry
cash. I don't feel good not carrying some cash.
Right.
I'm like, my dad, our dads, everybody else listening in our age, their dads, you had a wallet and they had cash and they had a coin purse and they had, when they went and he had a pocket knife everywhere he went and a comb Tums everywhere
and black licorice.
They had those things. We got some quick break, some great guests coming up. Stay with us.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Get your tickets today for Blues, Brews, and Barbecues on November 2nd at the Community Rec Center in Marinette, Wisconsin. 6 award-winning barbecue pitmasters go head-to-head while your taste buds get punched in the mouth with lip-smacking barbecue. You'll listen to Blues Hall of Fame legend Joe Moss. Following Joe, Blues icon Taranzo Cannon hits the stage playing tunes from his number one album, Shut Up and Play. VIP tickets are only $27.50, and include barbecue samples from all six competitors, a full beverage of your choice, VIP pit passport, and both concerts. General admission tickets are just $17.50. Learn more at fishonmarinette.com and click on the pig. That's fishonmarinette.com. Sponsored by Fincantieri, Marinette Marine, The Motor Company, Anderson's Culligan, and Farmers Merchants Bank and Trust. Blues, brews, barbecues. Come get some.
Supported by Travel Wisconsin.
Hello, John Zarbano here, and I'm running to represent you in Wisconsin's 6th Congressional District. I want to evict Glenn Grothman from Congress, and I need your help. Wisconsin now has fair election maps, yet many people may not participate this November because they don't register. I'm speaking now directly to the 100,000 unregistered citizens of our district. Your voice matters. You can register to vote at your clerk's office or online at myvote.wi.gov and click register to vote. Your vote counts. If you care about women's rights, if you care about working people getting a living wage, if you care about clean air, clean water, our very planet. Vote. Vote like your democracy depends on it. I'm John Zarbano, and I approve this message.
Paid for by John Zarbano for Congress.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Valley's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
We got a great show coming up. We've got Ben and Deanna Malachor coming by, Bay Area Realty. That's still going all over the place with homes and interest rates. And,
you know,
it's nothing is like locking in, it seems like.
But there's been some price reductions.
I know.
I think that's great.
I do, too, for people that are, you know, they're not.
Our houses have gone up in value since we bought them, whatever, 15, 20 years ago.
Right.
But they went up a lot in the last 5 years.
Yeah.
And that needs to come back a little bit.
Just more realistic.
Back to where it was, a little bit more realistic.
It allows more younger people to buy a house.
Right.
I think that's
wonderful.
I
was talking to a friend of mine yesterday came over, and his kid is locked in at a 3% rate. Took a 30-year.
Never give it up?
I don't know. So you're going to pay 5%. You're really going to stay in a place for 2%? I don't know. I was just saying, really, he's not moving? Because, no, they'd really like to move because, you know, they got kids and the house is a little small, but, you know, they're locked in at 3%. I'm like, Pete, it's not like interest rates are 11, you know, or 10.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know.
14, like I said, when I came out.
I think we got to talk people into, like, right, that 2%.
Well, the problem is.
Or maybe you can work a deal.
You know what gas was up in Marinette yesterday? $2.75.
Oh, wow.
At one place. And then you go to other places, and there's one place outside of Abrams or something, and it's like $3.19 or something.
Yeah.
I've never seen a bigger, wider margin of gas prices as right now.
Yeah, that's...
So $2.75 at a place, and the lines were unbelievable, obviously. Yeah. And literally a few miles down the road, $3.19.
I would do $2.75. If I went to a gas station, I would do $2.75 a gallon, but I wouldn't allow pay at the pump. I'd make them come in, so they'd have to buy a candy bar or you know, all that stuff.
Yeah.
Those buckets of like Mountain Dew. And all that. I like to buy the sausage and cheese packet.
But
they're like $7. I mean, that's not cheap.
Sausage stuff like that is so expensive. I like to buy these packs. It's cheese sausage.
Right.
And I don't know how many there are, but they're $10.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
$10 for like six.
So, but I would make you, but you wouldn't even know you're buying it. You'd come in and say, it's $2.75. And then you have to go in and I'd put a long line. You have to like go through like Disney. You have to go through a whole bunch of places and this. And I'd have like maybe, I don't know, mints and
see,
stuff.
See, you're bigger into like the psychological aspect of getting people to your subliminal perception.
Common sense.
You always have the subliminal perception thing going.
Because you need to, but if somebody comes in and pays $2.75 and does their credit card, I mean, how much money are you really making?
Right? Yeah, I know.
Four cents a gallon.
There wasn't a lot. Like, my brother ran a gas station, and the money was made on the things in the store and in the garage. It wasn't from the gas.
No.
But it's bizarre. Okay, remember the other day we were going to the casino? And I said, wow, that place is $2.19 or $3.19 now, and it was like $2.99 a few days ago?
Right.
It's back to like $2.99.
Oh, good.
But it's bizarre how just they're going all over the place.
Yeah.
And I used to think, they always used to say, oh, no, that's regulated. It's like milk. You can't undercut somebody. Because there used to be gas wars. I remember gas wars.
Oh, man.
You remember those?
I do.
It's like two gas stations would be across the street from each other. And this would be 2 cents less.
Oh, gas wars. I thought you meant gas rationing. Remember that?
Yeah, that was 1973.
That was awful.
73, 74. That was there at lunchtime.
That was scary.
I used to go and sit in line for my dad.
Bread.
I used to go sit in line for my dad at the gas station at lunchtime with his car and
to
fill up. Because by the time he got out of work, they'd be out. The gas stations would be shut down.
Did they limit it to $10 or 10 gallons or something? Or maybe it was 10. Maybe it was $1 a gallon.
It was something, but you were limited.
My dad was mad about that. And yeah, that was like, okay, who's running this place? That was crazy.
That was OPEC. That was that whole thing, remember? But that was 73, 74.
More than OPEC, but huh? Yeah.
Was more than... No, I know, but I'm just saying that was
interest
that's
rates,
what got blamed.
That
and
was
everything.
Like, okay.
That was a bad time.
Right. What's next? You know, standing in line for bread. So
got text here, Jim. If you didn't allow paying at the pump, just one single drive off would cost you to lose all the money you made on the cheese and sausages. Todd, Indy Pier.
Ooh.
That's true.
That is kind of true.
You know, I did that one time.
I wonder
accidentally.
If that's Todd Delane, our sheriff who lives in DePere.
I don't know.
Ooh, Todd, you know what? I have so much faith in my fellow man. Nobody would drive off. They'd be so excited to come in and see our friendly staff and pay and pick up a little cheese and sausage.
Get
okay,
this.
Here we go.
I paid $5 for a small bag of M&Ms in a Boston hotel last week.
Yeah.
Yikes, William.
Yeah. Those, okay, and I don't know if he went down to the gift shop and
or a hotel bar, try to get a drink.
Or on top of your, right, where they're, and they're not like in, they're just so easy, they're right there. They almost look free. And then, you know.
In the refrigerator?
Well, no, they put them on top, like the M&Ms and cashews and stuff they put on top. And in the refrigerator is all the alcohol. Those you can
say. No, they got candy bars in the refrigerators.
Okay. Okay. That's a little bag of M&Ms. $5 and you can go to the store and buy a huge bag for $2.99. But I don't know.
I thought of you watching a very disturbing movie the other night. I started to watch that the two brothers.
Menendez. No, he's the guy that going. He's the senator going to jail.
Menendez.
Yeah, it's the monster series.
Yeah, yep. Menendez.
Yep.
That's Eric and Kyle.
Yep. Who's the senator that's got clipped with the gold bars in his suit?
Oh,
is that Menendez too?
Might be.
Wow.
I think it is.
I never made that. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
But anyway, so he wanted to hand out the best candy bars on the block. One of the Menendez brothers did. So he bought the big paydays.
Oh, yeah, those are good.
Not just one size, the big paydays. Yeah. And because they want the coolest, hand out the coolest. And so I thought of you, that you always want to be.
Oh, for trick-or-treat. Were
you, trick-or-treat. And this one kid goes, can I have another? And he just, hey, nice cheap costume, you worthless piece of, go back to Van Nuys, you blah, blah, blah. How would I take this and stick it in? And it's like, oh. And then somebody else, is this where the two people were shot? It's like, that movie, I'm not going to watch anymore. It's too disturbing. It really is. It's too disturbing.
Yeah, I don't.
And for me,
that would
to find something too disturbing, you know it's got to be way out there.
I mean, I wouldn't watch it.
Yeah, it's bizarre. Anybody watching that, what do you think about it?
Did you watch it, Con?
No, I couldn't get myself to watch it. Just hearing
John
those stories.
He said this. Yeah. I talked to him before the show. That, of course, we had 20 minutes.
I can handle pretty much anything in a movie, and this one, I turned off.
Wow.
I literally turned it off.
See, I would never,
it was, huh?
I just wouldn't turn it on. My mind's.
You know what, though? You know who plays the dad? And I've never seen him anything. He was the guy in No Country for Old Men. Remember that? The guy that was the assassin, and he used to carry that tube of oxygen, and he'd kill people with that plug that he would shoot that they killed cattle with? That guy. We got Senator Craig Brake.
He really upgraded his role. Wow.
Malachar's be with us right after this.
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Nearly a dozen poultry producers in western Wisconsin still struggling to try to find a way to feed their birds. I'm PM Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news for a Wednesday. More details on the fallout of Pure Prairie poultry in Minnesota and how it's hooked some Wisconsin farmers with big feed bills and birds that they can't feed. That's next.
This past spring, thousands of farmers across the Central Corn Belt planted Whipple's hybrids on their farms. There was no public fanfare or social media hoopla, and they certainly didn't become TikTok famous, but they did become Whipple's famous. At Whipple's Hybrids, we celebrate our independent farmers who choose to keep their seed decision local and U.S. farm family owned. We can't promise 15 minutes of fame, but we're working on that extra 15 bushels an acre. Plant your independence with Whipple's Hybrids.
It was only 2 weeks ago that the Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection was notified by Pure Prairie Poultry out of Minnesota that they were shutting down their processing facility. That left about 476,000 birds in western Wisconsin under the care of farmers that couldn't afford to feed them. Romansky says there's very little that the Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection can do because of regulatory restrictions.
You know, we've looked really hard to find what resources are available to DACAP, and we have no authority to take possession of the birds, to euthanize the birds, or to feed the birds, unlike what it might have happened in a couple of other states. The only instance that we have authority to depopulate animals in Wisconsin is if there is an animal disease emergency, which this is not. So it's a really unfortunate circumstance, and DACAP doesn't have the authority to take possession of those birds, feed them, or depopulate them.
Wisconsin Ag Secretary Randy Romansky said what they are doing is trying to reach out to the farms and offer mental health counseling and financial assistance through the Wisconsin Farm Center. Romansky said they were only in contact with Pure Prairie Poultry about 2 weeks ago to learn of what was happening, and he said the company has only released names of farms that were under contract, not locations. You can hear all of my conversation with Randy Romansky at MidwestFarmReport.com.
Farmers, let's talk Pioneer brand for seed Enlist corn.
Yes, Coach!
Wow, love the energy. Okay, it clobbers corn rootworms and weeds for higher yields.
Yes, Coach!
And Vorseed Enlist delivers next-generation corn rootworm protection.
Yes, Coach!
Plus powerful, exclusive genetics and flexibility to manage tough weeds.
Yes, Coach!
Now get out there and
grow!
I guess being a Pioneer agronomist is like being a coach.
Start your best year yet at pioneer.com/rootworm.
Just a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Wednesday. More available at MidwestFarmReport.com, Midwest Farm Report on Facebook. I'm PM Yonke.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be mostly sunny today. Our high right around 56 this afternoon with wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight clear, we'll drop to 33 for an overnight low. Tomorrow sunny, 63 by Friday. Sunshine with a high of 68. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 31.
In business, service is everything. Cintas delivers what you need to better serve your customers. Whether it's freshly laundered work apparel for almost any job imaginable, tested and inspected fire protection systems, first aid and safety supplies, on-site AED training, or mops and restroom products stocked and ready when you need them. Better work days happen together. So visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM Oshkosh Air Support.
Your home for Mino and the Mayor in the morning. Weekdays from 6 till 8. Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM WISS. Fans own the team. This is the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97. Take
take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here. And we got some live bodies to talk to. We've got the Malcors, Ben and Deanna.
I don't think we're on.
No. Oh, well, okay, there we go. I'm on.
Try it now.
Oh,
keep talking.
Hi. Right. Okay.
You guys good?
We're good. Yeah, we're good. I think we're good.
All right. Welcome back.
Good to be back.
Tell us about your adventure to Florida checking your property.
Yeah.
You were the first people we've talked to that have been at Ground Zero.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Pretty
wow.
crazy. Yeah, we went down. Our daughter had a couple days off. So we've had this plan for a couple months. St. Norbert's always has a long kind of a break in October. So there we go. So we went down for that and to check. We didn't think we had any damage with from the Hurricane Helene that had come
through.
And
you guys are located?
Right in St. Petersburg. So we're a couple miles from the beach, a couple miles from Gulfport. Probably.
How far from Tampa?
You know,
that's about
10 miles? 15?
Yeah, maybe 20-minute drive.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, you got to go over that
long
bridge.
So but
you're
still basically ground zero, or that Milton was coming in. And it's
coming at you.
You're in that green zone now, where the storms can be really bad when they use that color.
You know, when we left, I think it was like 30% chance that Milton would even be a tropical storm.
Okay.
So that it wasn't, I mean, it was on the radar, but wasn't, you know, we weren't worried about it for sure. So, but so our daughter left on Saturday, and I think by Sunday our flight was canceled for Wednesday, and
what gets scary.
Yeah, it was hard to, you know, everybody, you had to get cash, you had to get gas, you know, all these things that might not be available afterwards.
So my Spectrum was out for whatever reason, okay?
Sure.
So I call the thing, and the guy's talking me through it, you know, he's real nice about, just has to reboot it remotely, and yada yada. And he goes, how things where you are? I said, God, I'm in, so I see you're in Green Bay, Wisconsin. I said, yeah. It's going great. Weather's beautiful. I said, where are you? He goes, Tampa.
Yeah.
And this was right before. I said, how are things? He goes, I drove around to three or four different gas stations on the way to work today to try to fill up my car.
Yep.
And I'm going to try to leave early to get. And I'm thinking, you're sitting here talking to me about my, because I can't get the Brewers game or whatever.
Yeah. Right.
And you got what they're calling one of the most catastrophic storms ever moving right where you're sitting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you serious?
Yeah.
Well, it's crazy how many people stay. Now, I think more people left for Milton than they have in a long time, just because they've been hit with Debbie.
Well, those warnings there were enough warnings.
They were constant. And they do, and it didn't happen to us, but they do come and knock on your door if you're in an evacuation zone and say,
we left early. Yeah. So we were part of, they have evacuation zones. So depending on where you live, you're part of a zone. So you know when you need to go.
Of course, they went to the one where all the Red Cross people were at Tropicana Stadium, and the roof got half
blown off.
The roof
came right off.
Did you see that?
Yeah.
I did.
We drove right by that when we were leaving, and it was so neat because there was just linemen and first responders, and you could just tell they were getting everything set up. The parking lot was full. It was really cool to see.
That's neat.
And then to have that be one of the things that was so
One of our really good friends, our big listeners, I don't know if he's back yet, Mike Pritzel, who's in real estate.
Yep.
Oh, yeah,
you know
Mike.
We
know Mike. Yeah, he's heading down there.
Sure, yeah, he's a volunteer. Last time we talked to him, he was on his way down as a Red Cross volunteer.
Yeah. And they need it. They really do.
I think, Johnny, your story is worth telling again and again and again, because I think sometimes we need to be reminded how good we have it.
Oh my gosh.
You look at that mud in North Carolina. Those people, that's going to be weeks and weeks. And, you know, you're worried about your Spectrum's out. And, look, I think there's a lot of people like that.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, are waiting here at this red light for 2 minutes. Well, at least you're in your car in a safe environment and you're going to someplace. Yeah. But, look, I think this is really sad that this is happening, you know, in the United States. But it's also a good reminder of, you know, we talk about that. We're very fortunate.
We're talking about Brittany Merlot, our weather person, our meteorologist. She lived down south. It's just like chase storms and do those crazy things. And she said, man, we are in such a great spot here.
Do you have any real wood?
They don't call it a protected weather pattern, but we've been very protected in our weather pattern. I'm like, well, we should leverage that and start advertising. We got great weather here. Don't worry about floods. But you can't predict the weather that far out. I mean, we could have terrible weather here in years to come, but boy.
Yeah.
Knock on for Micah,
I mean, we're not going to have a hurricane.
No.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe a tornado, but not like they have in Oklahoma or Kansas or Arkansas. Yeah. So, you know, it's... Anyway.
I know. Well, welcome
back.
Stuff.
We're glad you're back. And
so
the real estate world.
Well, I have to ask this one quick question, though. We're talking about, because I always used to get, when I was in real estate, I used to get mixed up on this. If you're in a floodplain in Wisconsin, what are the rules?
Yeah, if you have an existing mortgage on your house or if you've taken out a mortgage, you absolutely need flood insurance. However, if you're a cash buyer and it's you don't have a bank mortgage, it's up to you as to whether or not you want to carry flood insurance.
Okay, and in Florida, like where you guys are, what are the rules?
Pretty much the same thing.
Yeah, pretty much the same.
All right. So,
however, the difference is if you may not be able to get it. Yeah, there are some areas where it's cost prohibitive. That's what
I meant. Right, right,
it's really expensive. Yep. Yeah.
Whereas here, you have to have it if you have a mortgage, you know, here on the east side.
Right.
But if you don't have a mortgage, I would still get it. But it's not going to price you out. It's not going to be the same price as your mortgage.
Yeah.
You have to shop around for it.
Right.
You know, it's one of those things. They'll tell you everybody has the same rate, but it's not true.
Yeah. I think
so
it's
guys didn't have any damage, though, bottom line.
No, our fence is a little wobbly, and our window and our front door, something hit it. But other than that, we are good.
Good for you.
Yeah. There are a few people listening thinking, okay.
I know.
And that fence is wobbly. It was fine.
I know.
We just left it. I don't have a fence.
I know.
Yeah.
And to be honest with you, I mean, so much. The trees across the road. I mean, it's just crazy. It was driving around and it was so dark because when we got back, they had opened the bridges, but the news was still reporting that they were closed. So a lot of people hadn't come back yet. And no lights. I mean, there's no power.
That's weird, huh?
To be in a big.
Well, you talk about being spoiled.
There were people who could see the northern lights in Florida.
Yeah. Which was just crazy. Yeah. So it was just, we found a Home Depot that was open. They were only allowing a certain, because we had
I
to.
I was going to say, remember,
oh, we
crazy.
Needed a fan. Because, you know, Florida's hot.
Out.
Of course, we don't have any air conditioning.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So we had a generator, thank goodness. Mm-hmm. But there was people in there needing, like, siphon kits so they could run their generator because they had to siphon gas out of their car because there's no gas to be had anywhere. I mean, it's just crazy.
Yeah.
Wow.
You really have to have a pretty disposition to know that it's not going to last forever. Because I think some people could get freaked out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you could get freaked out.
This is it. It's over. Yeah. You know, I'm never going to, I'm never going to be able to go to McDonald's. I'm not going to, but it does pass. It just takes a long time. That's going to be a terrible place to be. But I mean,
they've been through it before, you know, on some level. And the positivity and just the warmness of the people down there helping everybody out, it's amazing.
I love seeing that.
Okay,
it's
if you want to, if I have some secrets that you need to know, okay?
There aren't any.
And I'm like, and
none,
I'm like
I wanna, none I want
to
know.
And I'm like,
I know,
and
neither
I'm like,
want.
And I'm like, go ahead, try to make me talk. Do whatever torture you want. I'm not going to talk.
Yeah.
Here's what you can do to make me talk.
Okay.
Strap me to a cooler 30 miles off the coast of Florida
for
48 hours.
Yeah.
Did you see that, Jim?
Mm-mm. No.
A guy, he was on his boat. And he was trying to make it back to shore, and something happened.
No.
And, and he strapped himself to a cooler.
Wow.
And the Coast Guard found him. They said that was one in, like, millions that they would spot this guy floating. And he was 30 miles off land. He got pushed out that far.
Ugh.
And he had strapped himself to a cooler floating in the ocean.
2 days?
Yeah. And the Coast Guard, like, we can't believe we found this guy.
Yeah.
That is
nuts.
Wow.
Can you imagine that?
Yeah. Yes. And he's now, he just entered the seminary.
Yeah.
Right?
He works at a homeless shelter.
Oh, you're going to be a miracle maker.
He's trying to get somebody to donate a grill for the bowling tournament.
Yeah. He's just out, Mr. Charity. Mr. Charity.
Wow. So we got to talk a little real estate.
Yes,
Ben and Dana Malcourt talking real estate.
Yes.
Every day it seems a little bit, everybody keeps waiting, it seems like, for something really, boom, we've been waiting, and now it's, but it still fluctuates and kind of weird, right?
Yeah, it is. It is a really weird market right now, for sure.
Yeah.
People are, I don't know what it is, sitting back. You know, I know that there's some, election concerns, of course, but, it's a weird market. It's balanced out almost. I don't know. There's not enough stock. I don't know what's going on.
I don't know about that. Yeah. I'm sure there's not enough stock, but or maybe people haven't gone to you to get the right price. But, you know, I drive the same pretty much pattern to work. And there's a house that's been on the market for...
Yeah,
sure.
They're sitting for a while.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, there are some that are sitting. And, you know, there's others where it's like immediately it gets an offer and it's like, well, why is this one still sitting and this one got an offer? And you know, it is. I mean, I kind of call it a little bit of a schizophrenic market. It's just there doesn't seem to be a rhyme or reason sometimes, you know, but it.
I talked to a guy yesterday and he's talking about his son, same age I am, went to school together. And his son has bought a home and he's locked into a 30 year at what did he get it at? 3.5 or something, you know, whatever. And they'd like to move, but he doesn't want to. I'm like, really? 2% is going to keep you in a house you don't. I mean, I'm one of those guys that love their homes, right? Yeah. Your home is your castle. And all my days used to say that all the time. But well, I mean, when
because
when,
you actually lived in a castle, Jim.
That's not true.
That's why your dad said that, Jim.
Wow. He just thought that you should.
If you were listening.
Oh, God.
If you were listening.
The Melcors are our
guests. If you were listening. If you were. Could I continue?
All right.
If you're listing a house and you said, oh, this is a nice study, sewing room.
Yeah.
And they said, no, it's our Christmas room. It's St. Nick's workshop.
Yeah.
It's, okay, it was versatile. Okay. I want to get back.
It was a flex space. It was a flex space.
It was right. There you go. I like that.
You
like
had
that.
A flex space before anybody even knew the term flex space. Think about that.
But when do you say people, I mean, come on, you're really going to lock yourself into this 1,400 square foot home at 3% when you guys, you got two kids now. I mean, come on. They're 8, 9 years old. It's, you know, they need a little bit elbow room. They need their, not that they need their own rooms, but they need more play area. I mean, when do you let go? Or would you tell people, because to say, I'm locked in, I'm going to stay here, I'm never going to move. I mean, that's not right, is it?
No, you can always refinance.
You can always refinance. But it you know, there's always... There are so many variables that come into that equation. I mean, you know, you maybe you just moved in a couple of years ago and you got a 3% interest rate and you remodeled the kitchen. And it's like, you know, I do need extra space, but I just remodeled the kitchen, so I invested in that. And it I mean, there's so many variables. I mean, if you really really have to move or want to move, you know, like Deanna said, you can always refinance and get out there and
get
a new house.
It's not a one-size-fits-all in real estate, is it?
No, it's just, it's just a crazy market between, I don't know what it, you know, we've talked about the election many times, that, you know, the interest rate plays a part in it, how strong the market was just a couple years ago.
Right.
You know, I think a lot of people are also sitting on their homes because they did... I'm not going to say overpay, but with the competition, when you've got 18 offers, you're paying way over list price.
Yeah.
So now you're kind of sitting on there making sure that you're at least getting something back for your investment. There's so many pieces to the puzzle that's just making our market a little
Is there a possibility that some of those people that bought when things were at their nuttiest, that house will never be that valuable again? Is that a possibility?
That would be slim to none. Yeah. I mean, the real estate market is always going up. I mean, it levels out here and there, but in the long run, it's always heading in.
For the most part, it's an appreciable asset.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, it's still a great investment.
That would be like with the old teeter totter thing. That would be back in a bad way that the market went to where. But that did happen in 2008.
But now they watch it a lot more closely.
They do. Okay. They do.
We don't want to go back there.
That was the most bizarre thing. When I was working with people, and I knew how much they made, and it's like, we just bought this house for $375. You know what I mean?
I think what people need to know is that real estate is a good investment, but... some people overpaid. I mean, let's just call it what it is.
Oh, yeah.
That's what competition does.
That 2008 crash was a lot of financial unemployment. This has been a supply problem now.
Yep.
So that takes longer to fix.
They're two totally different issues.
So I don't think you're
going
to see the market drop significantly, but I think, I'm not saying they'll never get that price, but they're not going to make as much as some of us made. On real estate.
If you purchased in 2019, 2020, you are sitting on a lot of, a big chunk of earnings or, an investment.
Yeah.
You know, equity, I guess I should say.
Equity. Would probably be the that's the word. Hey,
hopefully.
Equity.
That was on a test.
I know. Like, what? It's too early. Not enough coffee.
All right, we got to a quick break. When we come back, let's talk Northeast Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Where
sounds
are
good.
We
we'll
right now
where
with
can
everything
we
available? How to do it. If you want to sell, want to buy it, let's focus on us.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
All right. That we got the Melcors at Ben and Deanna back after this. Full of desire. Kiss me, baby. Let the fire get higher. Love and a broken,
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for Matt and Air on Air.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action, www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
Eyezervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Eyezervay gets GA going slower.
Eyezervay or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Eyezervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Eyezervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Eyezervay today.
Eyezervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Eyezervay.com. That's Eyezervay.com.
This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Just like the wild wing does, sings a song that sounds like yeah.
All righty, we're back. We are back with the Melt Corps talking real estate in the greater Green Bay community. Actually, we can talk about real estate in Door County, Green Bay, anywhere you want, because these are the people that can sell your house, they can find you a home, and it just gets started with one call to Bay Area.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
What you have property up in Door County, Green Bay.
Right.
People who want to sell their house, is this, obviously, is there a good time? I mean, it's always a good time, it's never a good time, you know, one of those things. But if you want to sell your house, sell it.
I would say the next month is, if you're serious, this would be the time, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
You know, getting in now before, you know, people want a place for Christmas.
Exactly.
So they want that new house to put their tree up. So right now is a really good time to list.
Or Jim and York is one of your trees.
Yes.
One of your trees. You want to get one of your trees up. One of your four trees.
Okay, continue
up.
The milk course.
Okay. I just want to make sure you can relate.
From the flex space.
From the flex space.
Yes.
I love that.
Well,
people want to beat the, nobody wants to be moving in around Christmas.
Right.
Yeah.
Whatever.
No. So, yeah. For all you want to be in, or you're at least ready. I mean, I know when we had built our house years ago, we moved in 4 days before Christmas. So I'm like, as long as I get in before Christmas, that's all, you know, we had everything in a box. I think it was the only thing we unpacked, you know, because we had Alex was, I think, four at the time. And you want to have Christmas in your new house.
That's pretty awesome Christmas.
Yeah.
But
I
don't
know if we had furniture.
But you know,
remember that one.
We remember it. Yeah. But, you know, just speaking to Jim, what you said and what Deanna said, you know, the reality is that if your needs do change, you know, and you find yourself in a situation where you do need another bedroom or maybe even not as many bedrooms.
Yeah.
Don't let it hold you back.
Well, it's still a really great, it's a weird market compared to what we've been in. But, you know, the past 2 or 3, 4 years have been weird markets.
But you're a good realtor. You guys know the market. You know what you're doing. I think this would be a risky time to someone who just got into the business or maybe somebody who sells one house a year. Yep. I don't know if I would hitch my wagon to them.
Up on everything, right. Don't you guys?
I mean,
Because let's be honest, if you've got a client, that client, if they've, like, maybe it's their first or second house, but things have gotten so different, they really depend on their realtors and the brokers, they really need them. You guys have to have the answers. Put it that way.
And you have to be.
You can't do it through the media.
No. Oh, my gosh, no. Please don't do that. Just stop watching it.
Yeah, don't watch. Just don't watch.
Listen to radio, of course, but don't watch TV. don't watch the news on stuff like that. But, you know, it is. I mean, you find somebody who takes the time to sit down and look. You know, the little details in this business, it can kill you.
No question.
We are helping people buy the biggest investment or sell the biggest investment they've ever purchased.
Yeah.
It's full of memories.
Yeah.
They're anticipating new memories being made.
It's emotional. It's financial. It's everything.
Find somebody who's going to go through and appreciates how important that is to you and takes the time to go through the details of everything.
That is so important.
Yeah.
And we've worked with people where you'd say to yourself, really? You're going golfing today and you got 3 clients on the string that you're kind of, you know what I mean? I'm kind of busy this afternoon. I'll get back to it. It's like, seriously?
We haven't golfed in years. I don't know. There's no time during the summer.
I'm not sure where my clubs are.
I don't know that they made the move.
But you know the types. And when those poor people are knee deep into the biggest financial risk in some ways they're ever going to take.
Yeah.
Right. Man, they need somebody sitting right there on their shoulder the whole time.
That's
so important.
We had some of your coworkers in last week.
Yeah.
And from Shawano.
Yeah,
and we talked to them. There was an article talking about how people can afford homes. And one of it is to move a little bit further away from the urban area.
Absolutely. Yes.
Yeah.
You have an office in Shawano.
Yeah.
Yes.
And that's a little bit of a drive, but it's not the end of the world drive, and I gotta believe real estate's. Are you seeing any of that? Are people moving out? I mean, the city of Green Bay though is sometimes less expensive than some of the surrounding suburbs.
You know,
it's not like some cities where like Nashville's unbelievably expensive, and you move out and you can find a better deal. Here, maybe the better deals are in the city. I don't know. I haven't watched it that close, but I gotta believe Shawano could be a bedroom community. Is that too far out?
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's all relative. Everybody, and I'll go back to when I first met Deanna, and you know, we would joke. Deanna's from the Twin Cities originally. That's where she was born and raised. And you know, a commute for her was no big deal. And here in Green Bay, we joke about crossing the river.
Yeah.
In the grand scheme of things, I mean, living in Shawano and working in Green Bay, which I think kind of speaks to your question. I mean, that's really not a bad...
It's a 40-minute drive, and you're not stuck in traffic.
$60,000.
When I was in real estate, I dealt with some people. I know one was a doctor, had to be within certain minutes
of
the hospital.
Yep.
And we're out in the country. I forget exactly where it was. And, this would have been so great if it was closer.
Yep.
I said, how far do you... He said, I got to be there within, I forget how many minutes.
Yep.
I said, you can do that. He goes, what are you talking about? We're out here in the country. Right. I said, you can get there. He said, we'll hop in a car right now. Yeah. We'll drive you right to the thing. He said, you got to be kidding me. We lived like 9 blocks away in Chicago or whatever.
Yeah.
And they were getting on us because I had to get closer.
Right. Right.
We're out in the country here.
Yeah.
Right. And we...
You don't have the traffic.
Get in the car. We're going to time this. Because they're like, we can't believe we're in the country, but within
20, it's a 20 minutes or less than a half hour. I mean,
some of our
firemen were like that. We had police like that. And you can do that in Green Bay. So my point was, I think people need to, look at all
your options.
To get creative. Creative is to move a little bit further out. Now, granted, it was Wall Street Journal article. We were talking about Green Bay, Wisconsin. But I'm just thinking, you people know the tricks to be more creative, and people need to call you and find out. Maybe you want to move a little bit further out, or maybe you want to get a smaller house instead of this bigger house that you want. We'll move into that in 5 years.
Number one key is getting a great realtor. Bet Indiana Malcor, Bay Area Realty, located right on Broadway and Walnut. Folks, you want to talk about people that will put your best interest at heart? They won't be going golfing and saying, I'll get back to you later. These two people will not. They'll be in the trenches for you. Bet Indiana Malcor, Bay Area Realty. Nobody does it better than you guys.
Oh, thanks so much.
I thought you were reading that from somewhere.
Wow, yes.
Yes, he read it just like you wrote it.
Great to have you guys back.
Great to be here.
We're concerned about you. Well,
thank you. Thank you.
Wonderful.
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
On the next New Wisco Weekend, what is joy and how do you find it? I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Barr. We'll take you to one place with joy in its name, the joy of music and more.
Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect.
A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.